here with linebacker Gianni Paul. So it seemed like you were awful fired up playing against USC. You had 17 tackles. Was it a little hard for you? It seemed like some of your teammates weren't playing quite as hard. Was that kind of difficult for you, or did you not see that?
I did not see that. I believe my teammates came out there and flew around, and they made plays. You know, USC, they're a great team. I credit it. They're a great team. And I believe we just got to get right back on track, and I believe that we started this practice off good.
So you're playing your former coach, defensive coordinator, and your position coach. Does that give you a little extra motivation playing Oregon State, or is it just another team?
Yes, I believe it get a whole defense the extra motivation, just knowing that he's used to be our DC here, and just knowing the love we have for Coach Kalani, and just to be playing against him. We very competitive. We were very competitive when he was here, when we were practicing and stuff like that. So we're going to come around. It'll be a great game. OSU, a good team, and we're going to fly around.
What are you kind of seeing from their offense? They're kind of running two quarterbacks now, and Seth Collins is quite the dual threat. So what kind of challenges is their offense presenting, and what are you seeing from them?
Seth is a great quarterback, and he very dynamic with his feet. He got great feet. He run the ball very well. He quick, and we just got to fly around, and make plays on him, and he gonna be a big challenge for our defense. And I just think the offense run through Seth. And I believe if we can stop the run, we can stop the big, minus the big plays, and just take them out of the game, I think we can win this game.
So with a dual threat quarterback like him, what is your role? How does it change versus somebody like a Cody Kessler or a Jared Goff, who's more of a traditional drop back passer?
It don't really change. Just the linebackers in general just gotta fly around, make plays. I believe our linebackers, me, Jaron Norris, and Jason Wynn, we the heart of the D. And without the heart, you can't love, you can't move, you can't breathe. So you know, if we playing dead, we not flying around making plays. We can't really expect the other position group like D line, the corner, the back, the safeties, the corners to fly around and make plays. So I think it start with us.
How was it playing without Jared Norris last week? I mean, did that, like you say, the linebackers are the heart. Did it feel like the heart was missing part of it without him?
Yeah, it felt like a one third were missing. We consider ourselves a closing linebacker core, and just not knowing one of our leaders wasn't there, that's a lot of experience, that's a lot of ball that's missing. So I believe it would have been a little bit closer game if Jared Norris would play, because He a very instinctive player. He's a great player. He made things happen. So it might have been a different game. It might have been the same result. We will never know. But all I know is Jason Winhouse stepped up, and he filled the shoes very well.
How do you help a younger guy like a Waya Messina who comes out there, or you know, some of the other younger linebackers? I mean, are you trying to help them on where to, like, position to be in, things like that, or are you just kind of letting them do their thing and you're doing yours?
No, we all watch film together. We all stay out there on some days, watch extra film, do extra feet work, you know, hit our gaps, and you know, hand strikes, and just the teaching. We 3 5th-year seniors, me, Jason Winham, and Jared Norris, and they're young guys, so we got to leave our legacy on them guys, so we're just trying to prepare them for the future.
So last question. You're obviously at Utah now, but you were at Miami. What are kind of your thoughts that they fired Al Golden, which was a coach you played for?
My thoughts is Al Golden, he's a great man, great coach. He's a player coach, but I don't know what's going on over there, but I wish him the best. And I'm happy here at Utah. And I grew up as a young man. I was kind of like a knucklehead at University of Miami, a little bit everywhere, not detailing my work, not detailing off the field work. So he taught me a lot. So I wish him the best.
Thanks, Jimmy.
All right, thank you.